Okay, beautiful summer day coming for Saskatchewan. Well, we've already got a beautiful summer day on. I am positioned in our studios in Saskatoon overlooking the beautiful South Saskatchewan River, and it looks like a might be a dragon boat team out on the river. There is a large number of people in a large craft, and they are really exerting themselves. I'm getting tired watching them, but they're paddling on the mighty South Saskatchewan River. A beautiful day, 32 for Saskatoon. Southern parts of the province even hotter. There is basically a heat warning in place. You think of a line across the province, Davidson South, Chamberlain South, Regina up to 34 today. They're saying with humidity, Humidex around feeling like 40 degrees or so. Okay. Take the proper precautions when you're outside enjoying this great weather. We are hoping to connect with Curtis Doney with the city of Regina. We had them all lined up. I have the confirmation email right here in my hand. But so far that connection we're not able to make. But hopefully a little bit later on so we can get an update, the mid-season update on road work underway in Regina. $244 million. This year is what the city of Regina has budgeted for this roadway and infrastructure improvements. And, you know, we know how it works. You know, you got work, you got a city, you got to get this work done. But it gets frustrating for drivers sometimes, and people want to know. People want to be informed. How long is this going to take? Why is it taking so long? So hopefully we'll be able to connect with Curtis here in just a few minutes. So keep an eye on the phone screen. So back to what we were talking about before the news, the price of used vehicles on the rise, the price of new vehicles on average declining, but new vehicles are still pricey, right? You know, the price of getting a new vehicle these days. Here's an interesting one. And this is kind of the scenario that I was talking about. If you don't know, you don't know, right? So Jody sent this text in. We sold my son's first car last fall. It was a 2004 Mazda 3. It had relatively low mileage, had winter tires on the rims. It ran fine, but there was lots of rust on it. Okay. So we paid $2,100 for this car 5 years prior. We were going to list it for $1,000. My friend said, "Don't you dare." So I listed it for twice that. I listed it for $2,000. I was overrun with replies. Boy, I've heard this story from a lot of people. We sold it to the first person who got here. Later that night, there was our car listed on Marketplace for $3,800, and they did nothing to it. Well, I know it's the old buyer beware, seller beware. But again, most people, you're just thinking, well, here, if I'm happy, if I'll get a couple grand for it. But then somebody who maybe is a little more knowledgeable about what's going on in the used car market these days grabbed it. And I'll bet they probably sold that for the $3,800. Even if they didn't sell for $3,800, maybe somebody maybe offered them $35. And says, oh, okay, $35. And look at how much money that person made probably flipping that car in a matter of just a few hours. I'm not laughing at you, Jody. I sympathize with you a little bit, but I'm sure you're not the only person out there that's seen it, that the used car market, very, very busy. And you know, it's similar to what we were talking about earlier about the housing in Saskatchewan. And our guest at that time, who was with Century 21, was saying, you know, part of the demand that we're seeing in our cities, and not just the big cities in Saskatchewan, but other communities, is immigration. We've got people from all parts of the world that are moving to Saskatchewan. They move to Canada because they want to live in Canada. They look at the housing prices in Toronto or Vancouver and say, well, we can't do that. Let's check out this Saskatchewan because we've got some of the lowest housing prices still. I'm not saying it's inexpensive to live here. It's not, but they're lower prices here than other parts of the country. And so people are opting to move here. Maybe they won't stay for long. They stay for a year or two till they get a little more settled. And perhaps then they move to another part of this country. So I'm saying that's similar to what's going on in the automobile market. People need to get around. People need to drive. And maybe it's a lot of these people that are moving here that are just more comfortable saying, well, I'll spend 10 grand on this used vehicle rather than spending 30, 40, 50, 60,000 on a new vehicle as well. It's the times that we're living in. 1-877-332-8255. And you know, I'd mentioned earlier, I've done some reading and I know some people who are actually working. I met a fellow, gosh, I should track him down. He was a young fellow that works for a company here in Saskatchewan, but he was working in India on a project over there creating hydrogen vehicles, like for common use. cars and such. Anyway, on that topic, a listener just texted in. This is Marv. He says Toyota has two prototype vehicles that they're currently testing, a car and an SUV. They have an internal combustion hydrogen engine with no emissions. And I've read about these. Like, I think water comes out of them, out of their exhaust, along with their hydrogen fuel cell electric already on the market. This is the move eventually to hydrogen vehicles. And he says that you may recall the clean energy hydrogen innovation patent pending a while back. You can make your own hydrogen from water quite inexpensively. And according to Marv, he says hydrogen is the future of clean energy. Well, can we get everybody going on this then? You know, I think most people, certainly in this part of the world, are skeptical about pure electric vehicles. One listener said, you know, put it perfectly. So how many charging stations are there in Rosetown, Saskatchewan, when they've got a hockey tournament on there with people driving in from all over the province and it's 40 below? How many charging vehicles and how, you know, good point. I'm with you 100% on that. So clearly, wiser minds at work here. Maybe we'll see the day where alternative automobile power would be hydrogen engines. The whole idea of building batteries out for electric vehicles, I just think a lot of people are still quite skeptical on it. And be interesting to see how things progress on this front down the road. And then we've got the situation right now in Canada, where we're dealing with the automotive industry being shaken up, of course, because of the Trump tariffs in the U.S. So it's challenging times, but I can understand why used vehicle prices are on the rise. It's much like we saw in COVID times. There was just this huge demand for these vehicles. Okay, I'm going to take a quick break here. We'll be back shortly with more on the Evan Bray Show. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Well, good news on that theme. I want to fly away. I want to get away. Air Canada, they got a deal with their people that were on strike. Air Canada says later tonight, this evening, they expect to start getting flights going again. But they say don't expect things to be normal for as much as a week or 10 days because you know how it works. Planes get left in a certain area, so they have to reposition them. Staff gets moved to a certain area. So it'll take a while. I don't know that that's going to appease people that are stuck in a airport somewhere. And you've heard probably some of the stories in our news over the past couple of days. The one that stayed in my mind was yesterday. It was a young woman and her husband had flown to Toronto from England. They wanted to see the Rockies. No Rockies in Toronto. And they were stuck there wondering, gee, how's this going to work for us? So Air Canada says, you know, if your flight got canceled or you got bumped or whatever, they'll be offering refunds or a credit towards future flights. And then other people a little bummed out about the behavior of other airlines. You think of WestJet, and I don't know if Porter was involved in this as well, but they were saying how all of a sudden prices on the other airlines went up. Well, that's the cost of doing business, I guess, isn't it? But hopefully a lot of those people whose travel plans were mucked up, they're able to at least get some sense of a holiday or the travel plans back together over the next few days here. Okay, talking about automobiles and the increased price of used cars and the story we had from Jody, who was saying how they sold a car for $2,000 and that day they saw it back on Marketplace for $3,800. That's the way it's going right now with used cars. But I was also talking about, one of our listeners had said one reason maybe new car prices are coming down is people are a little spooked because of the EV mandates that Ottawa has put in place, saying that in 10 years from now, no new car sold can be an internal combustion. They have to be, you know, an electric or a fuel cell of some sort. And I said, I wonder why we're not seeing more moves towards hydrogen. Well, I asked and I got the answer from one of our listeners. Says, I'm a former Toyota salesperson and they have a hydrogen vehicle that you could buy today. It's called a Toyota, I think it's pronounced Mirai. It's a Japanese word, M-I-R-A-I, a Toyota Mirai. The problem is there's no hydrogen fueling stations around here. He says, in my time at Toyota, I only ever saw two of them. and they were at the Toyota office where we were training. And I Googled that just to see what the status of the Toyota Mirai is. There are a number of hydrogen fueling stations in California. Of course, California, they always kind of lead the way, good or bad, when it comes to environmental progress. So maybe that's something we'll see. You know, I think back to the days where some people were driving natural gas-powered vehicles here in Saskatchewan. I don't know if anybody's driving those anymore, but I recall there used to be a natural gas refueling place right on Quebec at the Sask Energy Yard there. And I was driving by that recently. I don't think it's there anymore. Of course, I'm guessing not many people would be going down the road of a natural gas-powered vehicle anyway. So hydrogen, the future, maybe, if we can get it all done and get it together. But certainly the big push right now is on more and more electric vehicles. And as we've talked about, there's a lot of people in Saskatchewan remain skeptical about how practical electric vehicles would be in our climate and in the distance that we have to travel here. We got lots more to come on the show today. Sadly, we've been unable to connect with Curtis Doney with the city of Regina. We had him lined up for 10:30, but something got skewed up here as far as who was to call who. Anyway, maybe we'll be lucky enough to get Curtis on the show tomorrow. No guarantees, but we'll work on it. Still to come, coming up after 11 o'clock here, Andrew Scheer is going to give us a few minutes of his time. Of course, I guess in some ways, the results of Pierre Poilievre's by-election yesterday might put Andrew Scheer out of work. Well, a little bit. He's the House leader for the Conservative Party. And of course, all of that will change once Parliament resumes mid-September and Pierre Poilievre will take his seat after he won in a significant victory in the by-election in Alberta yesterday. Andrew Scheer joins us to talk about how he feels things are going in the country with the Carney government and his prospects ahead for Pierre Poilievre returning into the House of Commons as leader. There will be a leadership review in the Conservative Party coming up in January. Anybody expecting a change there? And how soon do you think we'll see a federal election in this country again? We'll get into that with Andrew Scheer coming up after the top of the hour here. Got an interesting guest for you later this morning. And when I saw the story of this book, I thought, man, I'll bet there's a lot of people can relate to this. So it's a lady in Saskatchewan who's written a book about a fictional town and the people in it. But her real story, she is a new mom from Regina that moved to a small Saskatchewan community. We all know people that have done that. And for some people, they've had a wonderful time integrating into these small communities. But you also hear kind of horror stories about people that move into small communities and they're kind of ostracized. They're kept out of the circle. They're often very cliquey and a lot of people maybe have difficulty fitting in to the community that they have moved to. So we'll find out more when we check in with this author just after 11:30 this morning. Her book is called Small Town Chaos: Lessons on Country Life. And again, a fictional town, but a lot of the stories that she relates in that book are instances that she found herself dealing with after she made that move. And then we've got a special guest joining us after 12 noon today as well. The Spinning Wheels Tour. You might have seen them on the road. You may see them on the road. The PD Avengers. This is a great group of people who are on this 6,000-kilometer trek across the country, raising awareness for people dealing with a number of different issues that we'll be checking in with them. Parkinson's disease and what they're dealing with. You know, it was interesting. Speaking of Parkinson's, too, I saw a story just recently. I got to dig it out because there's some new research. They're claiming in this research that they are now discovering that a lot of brain-related issues, such as Parkinson, may actually begin with issues in your gut and some of the enzymes there that are created that then go to your brain and how it may be impacting parts of the brain. It's always nice to hear progress being made. We assume it's some progress, but we'll find out more when we speak with our guests coming up after 12 noon today as they are working their way, I believe, on the road to Yorkton today. The PD Avengers is what they're calling themselves, and they're on the Spinning Wheels Tour. If you're just joining us, we've had a busy morning on the Evan Bray Show. Brent Lauk's filling in for Evan. Of course, a lot of the talk was on the win yesterday by Pierre Poilievre in the Alberta riding. And for whatever concerns conservatives might have had going into it, they were for naught because he blew them out of the water there. He got over 80% of the votes that came in yesterday. And it was kind of funny. I was joking earlier. When you look at the results, you can go to the Election Canada website, and they have the results posted there. They show Mr. Poilievre's resounding numbers as he received over 80% of the ballots cast. And then the other lineup, of course, showed an independent lady there that she garnered about 9% of the votes. And then there was the Liberal and the NDP, and even the Marijuana Party had a candidate in there, and they got, I think, about 40 votes or so. But the long list of people that were part of the fill the ballot or the long ballot group, their protest where they had 204 people whose names were on that ballot. Some of those people didn't even get a vote, and I was chuckling earlier. So let me get this right. You join this group, you put your name on the ballot, and you can't even go out and vote for yourself. But there's quite a number of them that got zero votes. There's quite a number of them that got one or two votes, and that would be, I'm guessing, family, friends, yourself, your spouse, whatever it may be. And I think you're probably going to see, and maybe it'll happen even in the fall here when Parliament resumes on September 15th, maybe somebody in government will come up with some legislation to counter this. I'm sure there's all sorts of ways out there they could reduce the possibility of these kind of long ballots happening at election time. But that'll be just one of the things, maybe not such a big priority, that the Carney government is going to have to deal with when Parliament resumes mid-September. I'm getting talked out here. Brent Lauk's happy to be filling in for a few days on the Evan Bray Show. I'll be here tomorrow morning as well on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.